Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name's Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yo Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you for this March 12th, 2010. It's Friday.
Friday.
And it's our 372nd podcast. So glad you're with us. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be, got a couple of news items to cover. We're also going to be talking about what you need to do before you come to Hawaii. Just some tips and reminders. We haven't talked about that kind of
Not
stuff
passport.
In a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need a passport. Yeah. Not going to get into that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's just an excellent segment for you because we go over pricing.
Yep.
And what things cost for coming to Hawaii.
That's right.
This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-438-7771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. And you can find us on Twitter, Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
That's right.
Yep.
You can join our fan club just by going Hawaii Aloha Travel. All one word.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. We got another weekend coming up, and hopefully over the weekend we're going to have lots of fun things to show you. We're going to be going to the Honolulu Festival.
Tomorrow.
Also a couple of other surprises. I don't want to say too much about it, and we'll be covering that next week for you. And don't forget, we do the podcast every Wednesday and Friday. We do it live, and then you can find it on iTunes, also on our blog and our podcast page as well.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in touch with us. When you can't find us here, you can find us there.
Absolutely.
So hopefully you're going to have a great weekend. We got a lot to cover. And let's get right into it. We've got a couple of news items. First of all, let me remind you, if you don't know, I'm sure you guys know even better than we do, that there is no daylight savings time in Hawaii.
I think it's this weekend, right?
Right, it's this weekend. So what is it? Spring ahead, fall back? Yeah, so you're springing ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So now the difference in time will be
Stop on next Monday.
3 hours.
It's a 3 hours time difference. So don't call you at your time. That's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 6 o'clock. In Los Angeles time, if 9
right.
in the morning, actually it's 6 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii.
Right.
Okay.
So it changes. Because in Hawaii, we don't change time zones. We
That's
don't
right.
do daylight savings. You know, we're too laid back and relaxed to do anything like that. So that'll give you some more time. I guess you actually get more daylight on the mainland.
Yeah.
It's a trick we play on ourselves, I think. And just to remind you, a lot of folks have been asking me about the weather here lately. It has been extremely windy. I mean, every day we've had these terrible wind gusts. I mean, it's been like 40.
Not too bad today.
Today it's a little bit less, but they say it's going to come back again. You know, and it's.
Hey.
I'm really getting sick of it.
Yay.
Yay. It really is. And so just to let you know, the wind has been picked up, but. We're
gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, Alaska Airlines started thrice meaning three times a week, service from San Jose, California to Maui. What's with all the flights to Maui? A lot of airlift coming to Maui. I guess there's just been a lot of demand for it. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can get more flights from San Jose to Maui. And on Friday, the airline's going to start, which is today, four times a week service from San Jose to Kona on the Big Island.
Hmm, weird.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, and on March 26th, they're going to start service between Sacramento and Maui.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and they're going to operate those brand new 737-800 jets, which are really nice. And get this, they're going to have Hawaii themes on the planes.
Whoa.
So the food and stuff is all going to be Hawaii themes.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they'll only be able to accommodate 16 passengers in those first class seats because they're going to have those lounge things in first class.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool. I mean, that's the way to fly to Hawaii. So now I think I'm going to want to come to Hawaii.
Mm.
I mean, go to the mainland and then back to Hawaii on Alaska. So if you got those really, you know, those folks that really want, you know, you want that really great service, that's something to consider. And they're going to have Hawaii-themed beverages and meal service, like I just said.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Also some news from the Big Island, the Sheraton Keauhu Bay Resort. This is a great hotel on the Big Island. they're going to be doing some, we don't want to call it renovations, we're calling it revitalizations. That's what they told me to say. You can't call it renovations. Call it revitalization.
Oh,
do you think that? Do you think renovation has a bad negative connotation? How about you guys in there? Do you think, does renovation sound bad? I don't know.
Renovation, like, you know, it's a lot of banging, construction.
Yeah. So they're doing
everything.
Yeah, they're doing revitalization to the 520 room, 22 acre resort. What does revitalization mean? Yeah, that's right. So Lynn thinks, that's like something needs to be fixed. Well, what does revitalization mean? Doesn't that mean this? I don't know. Anyway.
Check out your dictionary.
So during,
oh my God,
during the first phase, nearly two-thirds of the guest rooms are going to receive carpeting, 37-inch flat green panels, and
TV.
Fresh wall paint.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're going to put another, you know, nicer pool.
Well, they have a gorgeous pool.
Yeah,
they got
the
river pool. I don't think
it's
still
small.
You think it's small?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cool pool there that they have there.
Okay.
Anyway, we disagree again. That's okay.
Yeah.
But in our day, they used to call that a soft renovation. A soft renovation.
Soft.
But they're saying that this is the wrong thing. They're saying that this is going to be complete by the end of the summer. And
so
then,
if you have a customer stay there, then they know.
Yeah, if you have customers staying there or you're going to be staying there, beware of these renovations because it's something you need to know.
Oh, and another thing. Do you remember I mentioned it about a Grand Hyatt going to do some soft renovation?
That's right. The Grand Hyatt is also. And it's funny because I had thought that they'd done that.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't.
Uh-huh.
They just did the spa.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So, Grand Hyatt.
Grand
in Kauai.
Hyatt. Yep, Grand Hyatt in Kauai is also doing some revitalization.
They do almost. They will. Those renovations will be around like an year.
Yeah.
In Grand Hyatt.
But one of the cool things they're going to be doing. Yes, that's true. That's going to take longer because it's, I think, even a bigger property.
These wing first, first three floor, then another three floor, and then next building, this building.
They do a good job, though. I think they really are guest conscious, and I mean that, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And customers still need to know, because you know customer. You are doing a renovation, what is your discount?
Right, where's the discount? We'll be hearing that from customers, I'm sure. I'm sure you're going to want to know that. Okay, so the other thing about this renovation is that they're going to be doing this special cafe, you know, this internet cafe, which is going to be offering the link at Sheraton, which is at a lot of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's going to be tied in with Microsoft. They're going to be doing this special thing with Microsoft, and you're going to be able to send like postcards and stuff like that, and they're going to be promoting their Bing engine, their Bing Microsoft engine, and a decision engine, their new decision engine. All these renaming of things.
They do the commercial. Bing is a decision.
Right. They're going to have these. They're also going to have these special life cams from Microsoft that you can send all these postcards and stuff. So anyway, I'm not here to give advertisements to Microsoft, but it does sound kind of cool.
Yeah, I do think they're going to have their Microsoft Kitchen.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
I know.
That's cool, that Microsoft Kitchen where you have like a counter and you can touch things.
You just put the ingredient on the table. They will calculate how many ingredients you have, what kind of recipe you can use.
Right, and it has like a touch screen now and you can move things. Have you seen the latest one? You should see the latest one. It's very cool.
And it's cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have that in our kitchen.
Are you ready for a new computer?
Maybe if we can earn a few dollars, we can get one of those Microsoft kitchens.
Yeah,
maybe I should tell us how many calories we have in our food. We need that. Wouldn't that be terrible? I mean, your kitchen is making you feel guilty about what you're eating by telling you shouldn't eat this or you shouldn't eat that. Because I just heard there was a phone app now.
Apple app.
Yeah, there's a phone app.
If you scan, we'll tell you, don't eat this food.
An app that tells you what food to eat, what you shouldn't eat. I just heard about that. There's also another cool app called What Chefs Eat, which is from Hawaii, which we'll be talking about this next week. That's one of the surprises. But What Chefs Eat, and in there you can get ideas about what to eat from chefs that actually are in Hawaii, and they have all these great suggestions. So download that app, What Chefs Eat. Good friend of ours.
French toast.
You eat French toast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what chefs eat, right?
Chefs eat French toast. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get into this. We only have a few minutes left. I want to get into talking a little bit about preparing for your Hawaii vacation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you prepare for your Hawaii vacation? Now that you've booked your trip, you've gotten all the details worked out, it's getting close to your departure date, there's actually still a lot of preparing that you really should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's talk about flight schedules and carry-ons. The bay, the day before you travel, don't forget to call in and check with the airline or check their website for any last minute schedule changes. We tell folks that a lot because here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we will send you a notice of a schedule change beforehand. But if it's 5 minutes or so before, we won't be able to do that. We won't be able to alert you to last minute changes.
Mm-hmm.
Our documents have phone numbers and also the websites of the various airlines. So it should be very easy for you to check your flight schedule. Make sure you do that the night before. And I would say even be on the safe side. Check before you leave.
Yep.
You know, it just depends. Please. Make sure you check right before you leave with the airline for last minute schedule changes. Yeah. Now for your carry-on luggage, this is a constant thing we get for folks. A lot of folks are asking us about luggage and what to do about luggage. Make sure that whatever you can fit that you bring onto the plane, you can obviously put it in the overhead bin. And check, because sometimes those, depending on the plane, most of the planes that we have to Hawaii are the big ones, so you don't really have to worry about it. But you remember, you're going to be traveling inter-island. If you have an inter-island hop, make sure that whatever the luggage is fits in to both the planes for the inter-island hop and your main hop. And of course, you know, you have to do the standard thing. You either store it above or underneath your seat.
Yeah.
Which I never do.
And another thing, oh, it doesn't matter you booked a ticket with the airline or with us. Your luggage fee is not included.
Yeah, the luggage fees, and we're going to talk about that. Yeah, I'll talk about luggage fees. They're anywhere from $25 to $35 for the first bag, and then $25 to $45 for the second bag. So you always want to check and make sure of that, too. And that's why I want to talk about things. You want to make sure that you bring lots of stuff to keep yourself occupied. An iPhone, mm-hmm. a computer is great for that. Some of the flights now even have Wi-Fi, so you should be able to bring something to keep yourself occupied. We've talked about that many times before. Mm-hmm. You want to, if you have children, obviously pack a lot of stuff for them to do. Colors are always great. You know, they can play colors or portable game the system game, to keep them busy. Yeah. And, you know, bring work with you that you can get done, you know, or letters that you want to write. Make sure you bring lots of snacks. If you have a little one, carry on, you know, stuff that they like to eat, because nowadays they, as you know, they don't serve any meals on the plane. Yep. However, if it is a more than an 8-hour flight, you will get meals to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. But you know, from Los Angeles to here, it's only 5 hours. So they don't serve meal. They only serve some.
Right. Except for Continental, and there's a few, but you can check with us. But still, it's always good to bring your own food and have stuff.
Because you know what you like to eat.
Yeah, and some of those snack packs could be, you know, crappy. There's not really good stuff. And if you have, you know, layovers, you want to keep that into the consideration too, because if you're laying over, you can stop and grab something to eat in between, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you're traveling with a laptop, like we just mentioned, you can take those on board. And I always recommend taking those on board. Don't check that through your luggage. Don't put a laptop or a computer in your luggage.
Yeah.
Put it in your purse or put it in your backpack or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of the planes actually have outlets so you can plug it in and get electric.
Mm-hmm.
You want to also make sure that you check and know what you can bring on the plane that's allowed, because those things are always changing all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And always arrive early for your flight. 3 hours.
At least two to three hours.
I say 3 hours.
That will be good.
And be sure you give yourself plenty of time to get
to
the
airport. Because there's traffic. You never know.
Yeah. So always make sure you do
that. Also, one more thing. Never do online check-in.
Yeah, don't do the online check-in. As we said before, we say don't do boarding passes online, because if anything happens between the time you get that boarding pass and you get to the airport and you don't make your flight, you're considered a no-show and it's very difficult to get your money back. So beware of that. Yeah. And each passenger, going back to the luggage thing, each passenger is allowed 2 50-pound pieces of luggage. If your bags are over that weight limit, the airlines are going to charge you a fee. And generally, it's $25 to $45 per bag. 51 to 75 pounds. But all the airlines are different. All of them have their own things. They should probably standardize that. But some are stricter than others, and you know, you have to be real careful. But try not to make your luggage more than 50 pounds. Yeah. And here's a good thing that you should do is you should even out the weight between your suitcases. Mm. You know, so that it's an even weight. Mm-hmm. And you also might want to pack a little bit of his and a little bit of hers in each of the luggage, in each of the bags. That way, let's say one of your luggage bags missing. Gets lost, at least you have clothes, especially underwear, in, you know, each of your, you know.
Yeah.
So mix it up. Don't put all of everybody's luggage in the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Split it up. Spread it out. So that's always a good idea.
Mm.
And also leave some room for souvenirs.
Yeah.
And you want, if you're coming to Hawaii, you want
to
pack.
Don't come here to buy luggage.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And if you're coming to Hawaii, you want to make sure that you bring a lot of summer clothes because the temperature here is about 80 degrees all year round.
Yeah.
Shorts, capri pants.
I know you are freezing cold, but we wear the shirt.
Yeah, tank tops, t-shirts. Yeah.
Bathing suit.
Yeah, and don't forget a couple of bathing suits.
Yeah.
You can throw in a jacket or a sweater in there, you know, because you may be at a show or you may be someplace like they keep AC on really cold in places here.
I know, supermarket.
Everything's like freezing, so make sure you bring a sweater for those occasions. And I think that's pretty good. You won't need anything fancy unless you're going to get married or something,
sure.
And you're going to some.
You can go.
Yeah, everything. You don't need any formal wear unless you really want to. You can play dress up, but there aren't really big dress up things.
A lot of eyes will be on you.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps you out. We're kind of running a little long, so we won't have time. Maybe we have time for one package. Do you have time for one package? Let's go over a couple of packages, and then we're going to head on out of here.
Okay, the first one is a last-minute booking. For family of two, travel day March 29th to April 5th. And this one is from,
the Texas area.
Yeah.
TYS. I don't know where that is.
It's
a smaller airport.
I'm sorry. I suddenly forget the city. And to Honolulu, stay in the Waikiki Beach Hotel, partial ocean view with liquidity transfer for $2,650.
So this is a last-minute trip for one week. If you just booked it like yesterday and you want to come today, you know, that kind of thing, this is what you can expect to pay. It's not that. I mean, it's last minute, but, I mean, the 29th is really, really, I mean, it's crazy. Back. Yeah, it's crazy right now for these summer, I mean, for these spring break dates.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to Tammy Sue and Kaylin Griswold. Coming from Texas, they're going to have a great time. We welcome you to our Ohana and congratulations, and you're going to have a great time. And we want to also congratulate Jesse over at Extension 42. We'll put that one together. So hopefully that helps you out. Wow,
okay, let's go have a Mai Tai now.
Yeah, we're going to go have some Mai Tais. We're going to enjoy beautiful Hawaii. If you're coming here, you're coming in at a great time. And remember, we do this every Wednesday and Friday. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Ooh, we're going to talking about
We've got lots of fun stuff to talk about. So until then, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.